A note of caution, some listeners may find parts of this conversation, which deals with child sexual abuse, distressing or disturbing. Between 2005 and 2022, at least 1,800 state and local police officers were charged with crimes involving child sexual abuse. That stunning statistic is from a new Washington Post investigation examining how police officers have abused their power to prey on children. The investigation found that police across the country use their badges to gain improper access to kids, primarily teenage girls between 13 and 15, and that law enforcement agencies continue to fail to hold those officers accountable and prevent further crimes. For more, let's bring in Jessica Contrera, an enterprise reporter with the Washington Post. She is one of the reporters behind the Post's investigation. Hi, Jessica.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
One of the girls you spoke with, who you identify by her middle name to protect her privacy, Nicole, had a shocking story. Can you tell us about what happened to Nicole?
Yes, I would love to. Nicole represents a lot of the victims of these crimes. We learned through our analysis that the children most likely to be targeted by officers are girls who are 13 to 15 years old. And Nicole, she was 14. So she was living in New Orleans, Louisiana, and she had reported a sexual assault. And so police were sent to her house to drive her to the hospital so she could get a rape examination. And the very officer whose job it was to drive Nicole to the hospital, that very same day, he actually began grooming Nicole himself. His name was Officer Rodney Vicknair. And by the end of the summer, police, they arrested Rodney Vicknair for sexually assaulting Nicole. I think what's important for people to understand about what happened to Nicole is that Officer Rodney Vicknair positioned himself as somebody who could help her. So he, you know, saw that she was struggling, took her to the hospital, said to her mom, you know, I would be happy to take her out for ice cream. You know, I would be happy to mentor her. Her mom saw, this is a police officer. He's someone who can help my daughter. And so this family really opened up to this officer. And that's something we've seen in cases all across the country where officers use their positions of power and the trust that is placed by many people in law enforcement to gain access to children.
This officer already had a previous record of battery committed on a juvenile. How did he get hired and put into this position with yet another child?
Rodney Vicknair was hired by the New Orleans Police Department at a really critical time. It was right after Hurricane Katrina. And what we know now from Justice Department investigations is that the New Orleans Police Department at that time, they lowered their standards for background checks and recruiting. And Rodney Vicknair was somebody who applied to the department at that time. And he freely told investigators that he had a criminal record. But he didn't disclose all of it. And when you look at what they knew he had some issues with domestic violence, and they decided to overlook those issues. But then when we went and looked at his background, we could see very easily that it went even beyond that, that he did have a conviction for simple battery on a juvenile that NOPD says that they never knew about. So they hired him anyways. And the question now, especially, you know, with the victim having a lawsuit against the city, is should NOPD have hired Rodney Vicknair in the first place, knowing what we know now about his background?
When an allegation is made by anyone, by the child, by the parent, by anybody else in the community against a police officer, what are the next steps? Is there a standard set of practices that occur?
That's a really great question. And from our reporting, there really isn't something that is standard across all police departments. Some police departments, when they have an officer who's suspected of committing a serious crime, they will sort of refer the investigation out to, let's say, the state police or an external agency to conduct an unbiased investigation. Sometimes these investigations are in-house, and so you have an officer who could be potentially investigating one of their own colleagues. But even after, let's say, the police investigation is done, you know, there are many, many questions about kind of what happens once these cases hit the criminal justice system. So these prosecutors who get to make a decision about which types of crimes to charge officers with. And then we also have questions that we're looking into in this investigation about, you know, after the officer has been charged with a crime and these cases go before juries and judges, how do people decide sort of what are the sentences that these police officers deserve for committing a crime so serious against a child?
You spoke with not just Nicole, but a number of young people who were victims of this kind of abuse at the hands of law enforcement officers. What did you learn about the impact this has on them going forward, especially in the long term?
There's something that we see in all of the kids that we have talked to who have experienced sexual abuse at the hands of an officer, where their sense of who they can trust is forever altered. And I think that's true for anybody who's experienced sexual abuse, right? But there's something a little bit different when it's a police officer, somebody who has been given a badge and a gun with the explicit instruction to protect kids, to serve the public. And so we, you know, everything from, of course, the nightmares and the flashbacks and things that they have to just, you know, some of these kids, Nicole in particular, she drives incredibly carefully because the last thing she wants is to be pulled over by a police officer. And so we see that in just their everyday life.
That is Jessica Contrera, an enterprise reporter with The Washington Post. Jessica, it's concerning but so important. Thank you so much for your reporting, and thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.